For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. ASU Three Rivers in Malvern has received funding for restoration of a historic building, the Ritz Theater. I conducted this interview with Chancellor of ASU Three Rivers, Dr. Steve Rook. Tell us about, you all received a grant, and this is a national grant, for the restoration and renovation of the historic Ritz Theater there in downtown Malvern. Before we talk about the grant, kind of tell us a little bit about this beautiful building and why you all wanted to, you know, partake in trying to restore it and that, if you don't know, if you don't mind.
Sure, be glad to. That part of our downtown is on the National Historic Registry, so the Central Business District, and the Ritz Theater is a part of that. And the Ritz was built in 1938, and it's gone through many renovations, and was an operating and working movie theater until about December of 18, January of 2019. And the folks who had it wasn't making enough for them to keep it as a business. And there were two community gentlemen, one of which was on our board of trustees, Rodney Allen and his business partner Dennis Nix, and they also owned the Malvern Country Club, gave the college $150,000 to purchase the theater from the previous owners. So because of their generosity, we were able to acquire the building, and with it being on the National Historic Registry, with it being a state-owned building, and having the history that it has, it's open to some grant opportunities because it is on the Historic Registry. So at that point, we started trying to pursue those, and we received one from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And it is a planning grant. It's a $5,000 planning grant. And it will help us hire the architects, which we've already done. We've hired SCM Architects out of Little Rock, and they have a wide and diverse background in these types of buildings, historic buildings and theaters. And they're going to put together a renovation plan for us and do an evaluation of the building. And then we will go to the Arkansas Natural Cultural Resources Council, this spring and ask for renovation money. So this is a planning grant to take us a step toward hopefully getting an ANCRC grant to do the renovation and the restoration of the building.
When you're talking about the renovation and restoration, what are some of the things that need work? Is it the entire building, or are there certain sections that need work? What does that look like?
Yes to all the above. Our architects, Brian Biles, has taken a look at it, and the building, having built in 1938, is structurally sound. There's steel beams, and the roof is steel, and it really is in good shape. The building burned in the mid-40s. And was renovated. Now, in the early 80s, trying to maximize profits, you know, it was an open, grand movie house with a working, functioning balcony and one screen, and it was a beautiful open auditorium. Well, in the early 80s, they took it and tried to split it up into multiple theaters. They got a big wall going right down the middle to create two theaters, and then they blocked off the balcony for a third. So one of the things that we're going to do is open it back up. We're going to open it back up, and hopefully we'll have a community performance facility and add a stage. Part of the stage is still there, but when they tried to add more seats, it took the stage out. So kind of what I've been telling people is we're hoping to take it back to the 40s. Functioning balcony, open, and do some very special things. There's not really a facility like that in Malvern. We have things ourselves that we can use it for, that we rent other facilities, our nurses' tannings, our student awards ceremony, there's lots of things that go on in the community that could use that size of an auditorium.
Is this something that could also be used as like a performing arts facility, you know, for plays and shows and those things?
Yes. We could do some, hopefully we'll do some minor plays. Nothing on the lines of a big Broadway production where you have people, you know, where you have flies and all the different types of scenery. We're hoping for more of an intimate type of theater, but yes, for musical concerts, small plays, speakers, functions, and really, as a performance facility, performing arts facility.
And what does it mean for ASU Three Rivers to get behind a project like this, to be able to have such a beautiful building like this as part of your university and what you all are doing, kind of your mission at ASU Three Rivers?
Sure. We are this community's college, and I think that is the main thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to use the resources that we have available to us, and of course we're certainly hoping that now that our connection to ASU and some of their expertise and some of the historic entities that they're involved in will help us with that. But we're just trying to put it together to let the community have something that they can be proud of, something we can help revitalize downtown Malvern, a facility that we can use for some of our events, that the high schools can use for their events, and for it really to be the anchor, which back in the day when it was a working movie theater, it was the anchor of downtown, and we're hoping to bring that back. And that's a part of our mission, is doing these types of things for our community.
Now, you all have been ASU Three Rivers since the beginning of the year. How's that going along by way of the rebranding and all of that, and calling yourself ASU Three Rivers after being the College of the Ouachitas for so long?
Yes, well, it's interesting. We are kind of doing a tongue-in-cheek thing. We've got some jars out that if people use, say, the word College of the Ouachitas or CODO, they put in a quarter. And we're going to give that money to our food pantry, trying to do something fun with that. But it takes some getting used to. Honestly, Jonathan, I was a president for 3.5 years, and it takes a second for me to introduce myself as chancellor. But other than that, we've had just a couple of hiccups with things. I hate to call a name, but EDUCAUSE is kind of dragging their feet on getting our domain released to us. So we're still CODO.edu, and we'll move to ASUTR.edu as soon as EDUCAUSE makes that possible. But really, signs are up on campus. You know, one of the things I'd hope to do is that when folks came back after the first year, that everything that we could on campus will have ASU Three Rivers, and we've done that. Our big entrance signs, big logos on our walls and our great room and our offices, and everybody, when they showed up and came to our in-service for spring, they had a brand-new name tag and brand-new business cards, lapel pins. So it's been fun. I'm an old marketing major, so what I initially started out to be. So it's been something that's fun. But, you know, it's going to still take a process. Still take a while to get everything 100% completed. And it's going to take a while for people to get used to the ASU Three Rivers name. We still have folks in our community that call us the VOTEC, and that's still good. And I mean, my opinion is, call us what you want as long as you'll come and enroll and be a part of the college. So it's going well, all things considered.
Very good. Spring semester is starting off pretty good with the new year.
It is. We're right about where we were last year as far as our enrollment is concerned. We have got our groundbreaking for the Saline County Technical Campus February 4th, which is going to be a big deal. We'll start construction on that facility alongside all the good folks in Saline County. So it's going to be a busy semester.
You know, have a busy year coming up. That's what it looks like.
Well, yeah, that facility will probably take about a year and a half or so to get completed. But it's very, very busy. That's a good thing. It's a good kind of busy.
That's Dr. Steve Rook with ASU Three Rivers in Malvern. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves.